Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
There we go. And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great program lined up for you today, folks. Great, great, great stuff coming up for you today. Bottom of hour number two. It may be a little bit of a surprise. I'm working on a couple of things, actually, as we speak right now. So I will let you know what we're going to be doing with regards to that situation. But top of the next hour, let's see, perhaps at 12:30 p.m. Let's be a, pardon me, folks, little fluid. So here's the deal. Hamas has gone to Moscow to have a meeting with Russia's leadership and has given Israel 48 hours, a 48-hour notice to anticipate a war. This is the news. Israel has decided to reopen the Temple Mount. We talked a little bit about this with David Wormser on Monday. Israel has decided to reopen the Temple Mount and to say, no, non-Muslims can go up to the Temple Mount. The Muslims have said they're shutting down the Temple Mount and no one is allowed to go up there that they don't approve of. And basically, that's not Muslim. This is a major issue. And so now they have gone in and gotten together with Russia and Iran. And Russia has signaled Israel that it's going to pay for its siding with Ukraine by offering them aid. And Russia is going to support Hamas attacking Israel. This is major breaking news. Top of the next hour, David Shostokas talks with us about the decision that's been leaked by Roe v. Wade, or about Roe v. Wade, and what the real story here is about Supreme Court justices and a decision that actually acknowledges that there's no room for judicial tyranny, even from the highest court in the land. This is significant. We'll talk with David about that coming up top of the next hour. It's the restoration of God's laws back into this country again. These are good things. Bottom of the hour, Mike Hill is with us, Project 21 Black Leadership. We'll talk a little bit about Roe v. Wade and the impact on the black community. And we'll also talk about Florida, who has taken a stance that they are not going to allow CRT to be taught in their classrooms, and that includes when you try to sneak it in through math programs. Who would have thought that 2 plus 2 equaling 4 could somehow have CRT or critical race theory connotations? But that's what they're trying to do, even in the math class. They're trying to create racism and racial hate. And by the way, if you've seen some of the video that Breitbart's put up at Rumble, if you're out there and you are in favor of saving babies' lives and you are in favor of honoring life, you're a white supremacist. Did you know that? Yeah, you are. You're a white supremacist because only white supremacists would actually care about black babies in the womb. And this is a black woman who is screaming this. You're a racist. Lady, So you're in favor of killing off your own people. That's what you're saying. Because the number one target for Planned Parenthood for killing babies in America is black women and black babies. It blows my mind when I see them out there screaming that they want the right to give others the ability to exterminate them. That's what blackgenocide.org is all about. That's what my friend Reverend Clenard Childress brings to the forefront through his ministry and his website, blackgenocide.org. If you don't believe me, man, check it out, please. We've got to stop this. It must stop. All right. Speaking of stopping things, my next guest and his organization, Media Research Center, Newsbusters, Free Speech America, is about stopping censorship and about calling the media out in the same way the media is supposed to be calling out, you know, the lies. I welcome Michael Morris to the program. Michael, welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Man, it's always my pleasure to have you, brother. Always my pleasure to have you. Lots and lots, you know, going on. This just popped into my head, but it's another story that is buried out there. And that is, we are now in month number 3 of a federal judge's mandate upon the FDA and Pfizer to release the information that they didn't want the American public to have for 75 years. For 75 years. And just in the first two rounds of that, they have had to admit that in a 3-month period, their injection killed over 1,200 people. Fact. Fact.
You know, interesting that you bring that up. You know, just would like to juxtapose kind of the left thought process. They told us, the left did, and the liberal media as well, that we were killing other people if we did not get the vaccinations put forward by Pfizer, Moderna, and the other companies, and in fact mandated by the President of the United States via executive order. And now, all of a sudden, that they're, I'll call it their beehive of sorts, where they keep their honey, which is abortion, via Roe. Now that that's under attack, all of a sudden they're saying government should not have a hand in healthcare decisions. So the left says that they can mandate injections or vaccinations on the human population, but government should not have a hand in saving the lives of unborn babies, unborn human beings. Truly incredible hypocrisy from the
Agreed.
Left and liberal media.
No, absolutely agree. Something that I'll throw out there, though, that is not being considered in all this, because Roe v. Wade was never about a constitutional right to abortion. And the decision that Alito has written has essentially said that. But that was never the case. Roe v. Wade was actually about a woman who was saying, I don't want the government to tell me one way or another what they can and cannot inject or do to my body, to my person. Here's the slippery slope, if you will, Michael. If you read the content of Roe v. Wade, the case itself, and you look at what you just talked about the injections and mandating and mandatory injections and forcing children and forcing this and that and the other. Literally, the only on-the-books case law that you could point to and say, wait a minute, the case law shows you can't inject anything into my body, it's my body, is Roe v. Wade. Interestingly enough, and I can tell you that in places like Texas even in Florida, where you have, you know, families, right, that are fighting for the life. I mean, look at the Shiva case that was down in Florida. In my own particular case, if it hadn't been for the intervention of my congressman, I might not be here today, Michael, because the medical people at the hospital can literally take charge. I have a friend whose husband was killed because the hospital had a protocol, and in Texas, the hospital and the medical staff in the hospital, if you check into the hospital, understand, you and your family no longer have control of your body and your medical trajectory and what's going to happen to you. Under law, by law, they can say, no, we're taking control of this. You're out. You can watch, but you cannot have a say, and they will do whatever they want to do. That's a fact.
Truly incredible stuff. And you mentioned the Politico leak. That's what we're calling here, because that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Politico had an exclusive just the other day, leaking that the Supreme Court voted to overturn abortion rights, and they released the draft opinion. And part of that draft opinion, Justice Samuel Alito says, quote, Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. Its reasoning was exceptionally weak, and the decision has had damaging consequences. The document goes on to later suggest in its conclusion that the Constitution does not confer such a right, talking about abortion.
Right.
He even goes on, Alito does, we hold that Roe and Casey must be overruled. And then it goes, it is time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives. Well, I would actually take it a step further, and I would suggest that even this decision doesn't go far enough. And I've heard this from Republicans and conservatives suggesting that, you know, what this will do in effect is kick this back to the states. And that may be overturning Wade, Roe v. Wade kicks it back to the states. But is that what the Constitution actually says is the proper venue for this sort of decision? I would argue no. If you look at the Fifth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, it says, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. And then you look at the 14th Amendment, which applies the federal to the state.
Right.
It says, all persons born or naturalized in the United States, persons being the key word there. Later on, it says, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process. So, it would be my contention that that's precisely what abortion does. It deprives a person, a human being, of their life without due process.
And that's what has
to
be
into the hands of individuals.
And that's what has to be settled. We're going to run out of time here, we can further discuss this on the other side of the break. But so the issue that really has to be determined is. And it's ridiculous to think that it has to come to this, but there needs to be a legal opinion that says that that child in the womb is a person who is then entitled to the rights you just described. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted, long-term, storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
Wacky on, man. I'm not exactly sure where the... where the disconnect is. All right. Well, hopefully we've got that figured out. All right. Michael Morris is my guest, and we were, we're talking about that issue of the defense against, and where that ruling goes. And Michael, I think you make a very good point. The big issue in my mind, the big issue in this is going to have to do with, at some point, the court's going to have to decide that this is a life. And then, as we were talking further through the break there, the push that our mutual friend Michael Ferris, parentalrights.org, has been trying to push through for years. And that is a constitutional amendment that protects and defends the rights of parents. And that may be something, to be honest, right now, when you consider, how parents are pushing back against CRT, against the pornography that's in schools and the indoctrination and all this stuff that's come out of the pandemic and the realization of what is actually happening to their children. This may be the time where there is a political will to finally give parents some protection so that parents can protect their children from the Marxists, the communists, and the indoctrination that's being perpetrated upon them by the states or by the government.
May well be. And I'd like to drill down a little bit more. 14th Amendment, again, says, nor shall any state deprive any person, person being the word there, the key word. The left consistently tries to pretend that that babies are not people. They, you know, they've called them a clump of cells. They call them fetuses. Anything they can do to not call them human beings, not to call them persons. And CNS News is actually a part of the Media Research Center, has asked an important question on the Hill for years now. And I actually used to be commentary editor over at CNS News. And that question that they presented to Congress members and members of the Senate was whether or not an unborn baby is a human being. And, of course, what does the left always do? They avoid the question. Why? Because if they answer that question honestly, and they admit that an unborn baby, a fetus, is a human person that is protected by our Constitution and has the right to life, liberty, and property with due process. And that's why they avoid that question.
Well, it is absolutely. And I was talking with Ted Harvey about this yesterday in our final segment. And this is, you know, when you look at, look what's happening to David DeLeiden. David DeLeiden is being charged, okay, out in California. And it stems from him getting evidence that it, that shows that Planned Parenthood is in fact not in just one place but in multiple places across the country selling baby parts. Now you're selling baby parts from a baby that they claim doesn't exist. Think about that for a second, folks. Think about that. What's happening here? David DeLeiden is being prosecuted for being involved in uncovering that Planned Parenthood is selling baby parts for a baby that the left wants to tell you doesn't exist, Michael. You can't have it both ways.
Right. And they're trying to have it both ways in another fashion as well. Bill Gates, former CEO of Microsoft, tweeted just the other day, I was shocked to wake up to the news this morning. A reversal of Roe v. Wade would set us back 50 years and disproportionately impact the most vulnerable women in society. I support a woman's right to make their own decisions about their health care. Well, I guess now the left all of a sudden knows what a woman is. You know, it, not so long ago, I believe the Supreme Court justice nominee, Justice Ketanji Jackson Brown, or Brown Jackson, sorry, said that she couldn't define a woman because she wasn't a biologist. And now all of a sudden, the left is out there claiming to know what a woman is, and that somehow protecting unborn life is prohibiting women from making their own healthcare decisions. Truly sensational. And look, Bill Gates and George Soros, liberal billionaire, both of them, have contributed millions of dollars to the abortion lobby. In fact, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation contributed $81,009,329 to the abortion mill Planned Parenthood and affiliates from 2009 and before to 2018. Also, $11,831,171 the Gates Foundation gave to the overpopulation-focused Population Council between 2018 and 2020 alone. Soros, meanwhile, gave $25,274,451 collectively to 11 radical abortion groups like Planned Parenthood Action Fund and affiliates between 2016 and 2020. Clearly, this is something the left cares very much about, and some of the right cares about too, and we're happy to see that things are moving in the right direction on Roe, and hopefully the justice.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943. Promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Hey, folks, sorry about that. Welcome back. Thanks for sticking with me. I greatly appreciate it. I am scrambling at the moment. I am on and... hang on. I'm trying to see if I can bring him on right this second real quick. So my initial guest, I'm not able to reach him, And I'm trying to see if it's possible to bring on a different guest. So let's see. Hang on. I don't want to catch him unawares, but let me try this real quick and see. Hang on just a second. Be right back. And let's see if it works. If he can do it, he'll pick up, I'm sure. If not...
Hello?
Hey, David, is it possible to give me about 10 minutes or so, 12 minutes?
Right now?
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Okay, awesome. All right, I'm going to pop you in here.
Let me just very quickly put on my...
headset and all that stuff.
Earphones.
Yep. I understand. Nah, you're good, brother. You're good. Folks, I'm so pleased Dr. David Wormser is able to join us. This is truly, breaking news that's happening right now. And I'm things work out. But you need to be aware of what's taking place. We talked a little bit on Monday about the restrictions that were taking place and the Muslims basically saying that they were taking control of the Holy Mount, Temple Mount, and were not going to allow anyone non-Muslim to go up there, throwing rocks at anybody trying to pray down at the Wailing Wall from above. And essentially creating, my analysis that I shared with David on the program on Monday was that from what I could see, it looked to me like you had, entities over there, enemies of Israel, that were essentially declaring war on Israel. Well, now, today, Hamas has officially given notice to Israel, because Israel has said, wait a minute, we are opening up the Temple Mount, it's in our territory, we have control of it, and yes, we will allow Christians and Jews and visitors to go up and see it and pay respects at the Temple Mount, and we will allow freedom of religion in Israel. That doesn't mean that the Palestinians and those that are there can't do their own worship and their own chanting and their own praying. But others will be allowed to do the same. Freedom of religion will be allowed and we will protect it. And Hamas has said no, and now you've got Russia and Iran jumping in. David, welcome, first of all. Thank you for jumping in here in short notice. But this is, everybody's eyes are on Ukraine and Russia, and Russia has declared war on Ukraine, and we're watching the atrocities of Russia there. And now this is what many of us have been saying is that because the United States will not step up, is acting all wimpy, and we got a Chamberlain moment going on, Russia and Iran feel emboldened to stand with enemies of Israel in declaring war against Israel. That's my read. Am I missing anything?
No, you're not missing anything at all. I mean, it is ultimately American power here that's under the perception is that Israel does not, that America does not have Israel's back right now. And Russia's looking around the world to see where they can hit a nation that is clearly identified with the United States, clearly identified with Western interests, that the West has dropped the ball on. In other words, a vulnerable point, and they're looking at Israel. I don't know if it's that vulnerable, but the perception is the United States doesn't have Israel's back. So I think that's what's driving a lot of this. I think at the same time, the Russians could be crossing certain red lines. The rhetoric between Russia and Israel has harshened dramatically in the last 72 hours. the latest was that Russia's accusing Israel of sending mercenary forces directly to Ukraine to fight Russia. Now, there are Israelis in Ukraine, like there are Americans and there are British and so forth. Israel, like the United States and others, aren't stopping any of their citizens from going over there. But Israel's not sending any military forces, neither right. is the United States at this point. So my sense is that Russia's using this to justify some increased escalatory behavior on Gaza or Lebanon against Israel. Specifically, the juxtaposition of accusing Israel of that. Russia around the world has not sent its own forces, whether it's Libya or at various places in Africa or Syria, often. It often sends its mercenary force called the Wagner Force.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering whether this isn't the prelude to justifying that.
And those, of course, are the you know, the ones that have been going through the villages in Ukraine and raping and murdering and you know, shooting bullet holes through residential neighborhoods as they just drive down the street, randomly killing innocent civilians.
Indeed, that is exactly who they are. Israel also has one other big concern, which is there's still 250,000 Jews in Russia,
yeah.
and another 50,000 in Ukraine. And of course, they may be married to non-Jews that Israel also feels a commitment to.
Sure.
So Israel's been trying quietly to get those people out. And indeed, hundreds, even 1,000 a day have been extracted into Israel over the last month. But this could really endanger that population. So this is also a grave concern for the Israelis. At the same time, you know, you mentioned how this is originating from the Temple Mount and the issue of freedom of worship. If Israel backs down, I don't think they can at this point, because tomorrow is Israel's Independence Day. The Temple Mount's been closed now for over 10 days to non-Muslims. Israel, if it allows a threat to permanently close the Temple Mount to non-Muslims, essentially it's lost control. And I can't fathom that the government in Israel could do that and yet survive. I mean, there may be a leftist government that would be willing to do it in Israel, but I can't see them politically surviving. So I don't see this as a compromisable situation at the moment.
It is absolutely, you know, I mean, when you sit and look at the images of what's happening, and, you know, of course, Israel has also, you know, done bombardments into Gaza in an effort to try to stop what's taking place. But they, make no mistake, Israel is being attacked in this situation. You mentioned the absence of America, David. What do you? I mean, this administration has sent clear messaging that they are not going to get involved in defending Israel, and they're not going to get involved in opposing Russian aggression. Where does that leave us?
Well, in some ways, it's even worse. I think they look at it as advantageous in order to pressure the Israelis to give in on the Iran deal, because they're very frustrated with the Israelis, because the Israelis have led a quiet campaign to raise the issue of the IRGC, the Revolutionary Guard Force, and its designation as a terrorist organization, because it was involved with the Marine Barracks bombing and the Israeli embassy bombing and the Israeli Jewish Center, or the Jewish Center in Argentina bombing. I mean, the IRGC is the structure of global terror for the Iranian regime, and it's on our foreign terrorist designation list. And as part of the deal, they want to remove it. And Israel was the one who tripped that up by essentially raising that publicly and saying how dangerous that would be. So there's a lot of frustration in the administration at Israel for daring to sabotage their deal. So I think that they look at it as partly as leverage. And the second thing is, this administration already last May tried to leverage the war and then its ostensible, at the end, support for Israel, for Israeli concessions on Jerusalem, Israeli concessions on the West Bank, and so forth, in the peace process, which is a non-starter, but nevertheless is still the obsession in Washington. So they see it as leverage, and that makes it even worse, because the Israelis have to think, not only do they have to now confront Russia and all these other forces arrayed against them, but some of the their neighbors like Jordan, that's supposedly at peace with Israel, are listening to Washington, and Washington may be using any support they give Israel toward the end of this as leverage against Israel. So it's a very complex situation for them.
All right. We're going to talk some more about this when we get back. Again, folks, the implications here are very clear.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Kim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of your products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, my special guest jumping in, David Wormser, Center for Security Policy. And breaking news, truly this is breaking news. Okay, so a couple of things, David. First of all, let's talk about the significance of Hamas going to Moscow at this point, because there's a lot going on relative to Russia and their engagement and involvement. Obviously, the war in Ukraine, but set that aside for a minute, and I'm not minimalizing that. Russia has been asked by this administration to negotiate America's terms on this Iranian nuclear situation. And now you have Hamas, Russia, and Iran meeting in Moscow while Biden sits on a little spinny thing and just kind of literally spins out into outer space.
Yeah, I mean, it is surreal that we are essentially subcon. On one hand, we're basically calling Putin and Russia now, the epicenter of global evil. And at the same time, we turn around and say, well, you know, one of your allies is about to go nuclear, so we'll subcontract to you controlling them. How does that work? I mean, again, using a criminal analogy, you can't go to the mafia leader and tell him, you know, we're going to negotiate with you a whole bunch of goodies to control your hitman. It just doesn't work that way. So this is really a surreal moment. It's a complete collapse, in my view, of American diplomacy and power. And the Israelis are looking at a nuclearized Iran coming down the pike imminently, if not. And I know you said that you think they might already have crossed.
Oh, I do. Dr. Peter Vincent Pry and I have talked about that, and his opinion is everybody knows Iran already has nuclear weapons. They already have nuclear warheads. They've been sitting on them. It's just a matter of when. And to your point relative to the Russian situation, let's not forget that Putin has been rattling his saber consistently for the last month and a half, saying, I am going to strategically strike Ukraine with a nuclear attack. I mean, that I am, not I may, not, you know, I'm thinking about it. He has said, I am. Well, he said, I am going to invade Donetsk, and he did. I am going to take Georgia, and he did. I am going to invade Crimea, and he did. There was a couple of other small, satellites where he said, Belarus, where he said he was going to do certain things, and he did. And he said, I am going to invade Ukraine. And he had been telling people he was going to do that. And then, of course, he made the announcement that he was at war with Ukraine, and then he invaded Ukraine and went to war with Ukraine.
You know, America is a country. It's a civilization. It's a culture. We're a very nice people. We're a very gracious people.
Sure.
And there are certain things to us that are unimaginable. And unfortunately, in our diplomacy, when we hear what Putin says, when we hear what Iran says, and so forth, our gut reaction. And I'm happy as an American with such benevolent people, but our gut reaction is they can't really mean that. I mean, this is beyond the pale of imaginably bad.
Right.
People don't do such things.
Right.
So when you see on Russian TV, and there's an escalation of this by the day, of discussions of nuking England and destroying, annihilating all life in England, or Amsterdam, or various cities in Poland. You know, this is increasing in rhetoric, and our gut reaction is to say, no, I mean, that's got to be bluster, because we can't imagine somebody would do that, because there would be no life left in Europe, including in Russia, at the end of that, because there would be a response. And there are one or two commentators I'm noticing on Russian TV that did say that. But by and large, the movement among commentators there in the chattering class in Moscow, which is answering to Putin, is to essentially normalize discussion about nuclear war.
Not only to normalize it, but to suggest that it is a valid response on behalf of Russia.
Yeah.
That Russia has a valid reason. They're trying to convince their populace, and much of their populace is so, you know, folks, you talk about censorship, talk about controlling people, talk about controlling the population. The population is controlled by the media, and the media in Russia is singing this same tune. I don't know. To me, there's some correlation in this, but I was watching a basketball game. I'm a Warriors fan. I have been since the 1960s. Go back to Nate Thurman and Al Attles and Gail Goodrich, who actually played for the Warriors before he played for the Lakers in their championship runs with Magic Johnson. But at any rate, I was watching last night, and Brooks, one of the players for Memphis, apparently decided that he was going to be the one that was going to take retribution for what they thought was a flagrant, inappropriate foul by Draymond Green in game one. But he injured the player to the point that Gary Payton Jr. may or may not be able to play professional basketball ever again. And that, you know, and then there was thuggery, in my opinion, throughout the remainder. I mean, the whole game. Memphis was taking shots. They hit Curry in the head several times. They hit Poole in the head several times. They hit another one of the Warriors players. And Draymond Green ended up with having to get stitches last night. It was how bad he got hit. And no foul called, by the way. No foul called. This is the kind of... It was out of control. It was out of control. This is what the overlay to me, David, is that somebody's got to step in and say these are fouls, this is wrong, and you can't talk about doing something like this and not have somebody slap your hand and say stop it.
Yeah, and again, it goes back to the question of American power. One of the reasons, I mean, at first this could have been just bluster. But it worked. President Biden backed off very immediately. If you remember, there were going to be these planes that were going to be delivered from Poland to Ukraine. It didn't even involve us. There were planes from Poland to Ukraine. And the United States put heavy pressure to stop it under threat from Moscow. So,
ridiculous. Ridiculous. Yeah. All right, we got to jump. Here we go.
I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.